This UCSD-TV program is a presentation of University of California Television for educational and non-commercial use only.
Our world faces ever-daunting agricultural challenges for which UC San Diego is poised to find solutions. Steve Kay, Dean of Biological Sciences, shares the vision of what plant biology at UC San Diego means for our world.
Three of the greatest challenges facing us today are the production of food, a sustainable production of energy, and protecting our natural resources from further environmental damage. There is one field that holds many of the solutions to that type of challenge: the application of plant biotechnologies that are being developed right here at UC San Diego. My own laboratory at UC San Diego studies biological clocks, a particular type of biological clock called a circadian rhythm. Plants have evolved very powerful biological rhythms to take advantage of day-night cycles. And if we want to grow plants that have bigger fruits, larger seeds, higher yields, then understanding the clock is an entryway to manipulating those processes from the point of view of agriculture. So in our laboratory, we're employing advanced robotics, for example, where we test the function of almost all known plant genes so that we're going to ultimately know what every plant gene does in every cell of a plant. One example is we've begun to identify very specific proteins in the plant that are responsible for these growth patterns. So we have now in our hands genes that are responsible for directing plant growth. So we're taking a new view of the plant where we're no longer looking at one or two genes. We're essentially now looking at this globally. We're looking at the actions of genes as if they're a symphony, and we're trying to move the entire orchestra to play a tune that's going to be beneficial to us in terms of manipulating plants for a better agriculture and move those fundamental discoveries towards real crops in real fields that are feeding real people.
While understanding biological clocks will provide tools to create those real improvements, agriculture faces many challenges posed by changes in the environment. Julian Schroeder explains how his lab addresses these emerging problems.
It has been estimated that on a global scale, agricultural output may be only about 21% of what it optimally could be. And about 69% of those losses come from environmental stresses, foremost drought and water, salt stress, and other related stresses. And so in my laboratory at UC San Diego, we investigate the detailed molecular and cellular mechanisms by which a plant responds to stress and how it activates responses to possibly circumvent or reduce the negative impacts of those stresses. On top of the problems of drought, salinity for agriculture, we have, through our human activities, been increasing the carbon dioxide, the CO2 concentration in the atmosphere. So this increase in CO2 is also affecting plants and is predicted to adversely affect climate across the globe. So what you see here are some Arabidopsis plants we're doing research on. And in this research that started in my lab a few years ago, we realized very little was known how CO2, the elevated CO2 in the atmosphere that we have today, is affecting plants. So we're studying that in the plant Arabidopsis and then seeing how that affects water use efficiency of these plants. So the question is, can our basic research contribute to the solution? And that's, of course, a multi-billion dollar question. And there's no silver bullet. That's good news and bad news. Bad news, that's clear why it's bad news, but good news because what's being found is you can turn the knob on the one or the other pathway, improve the response, and improve yields.
While Julian's lab helps to find various pathways to increase agricultural yields, our appetite for energy is insatiable. For Stephen Mayfield, the problem is clear, and he is working on a solution that may be found in one of the simplest living things.
We have to find a way to replace the fossil fuel we're using now with new sustainable fuels. The oils that come out of algae are 100% compatible with petroleum. In fact, petroleum that we pull out of the ground is simply ancient algae. The difference is that the petroleum was CO2 that was sequestered underground. So when we pull that out and burn it, we release new CO2 into the air. The oil that gets produced by algae, that oil is made by pulling CO2 out of the air and fixing it into that oil. So in fact, what we do is we just recycle CO2 over and over again. So when we talk about making biofuels, there's really two different aspects of that. One is what we would call the invention part of that. You know, this is new discoveries. How do we get strains that grow quickly? How do we get ones that are resistant to pathogens? How do we make those strains produce high amounts of oil? So that's on the biological side. So part of what we do here is go look at all the different variety of algae out there. We have algae that grow in Antarctica in sub-zero temperatures. We have algae that grow in thermal hot springs. We have algae that grow in dry rocks. So the qualities in algae that we look for are the exact same qualities that all of agriculture looks for. We want it to grow very fast and be productive. We want it to be protected from pathogens and pests. We want to be able to harvest it cheaply, and we want to have superior fuels coming out of that. All of those traits have an underlying genetic component to them. And so part of our job is to figure out how does any gene within the algae confer that trait to the algae. So some of those genes, just to give you an example, some of them might be enzymes in the pathway in lipid biosynthesis. So it's pretty easy to imagine, well, if we change those around a little bit, we might be able to change the product profile. So that's a challenge, and it's a challenge because it's not something that we've ever done before. And that's much of what we do here at the University of California, San Diego. We're on the invention side.
It's easy for us to see the challenges that are facing our Earth. So how are we contributing to that at UC San Diego? What we've done here is to form something called the Photosynthetic Biology Institute. The Photosynthetic Biology Institute is a vision in which we want to enable our plant scientists so that they can have direct access to producing solutions to some of the biggest challenges facing our global population today.